Hello, world. You're on the Mike and Abe show. I'm Abe. Mike's
and
here.
And I'm Mike.
Mike.
And I'm Mike. Here I am.
And Mike woke up late today, but it won't make a difference because we don't even know when you're going to hear this show. Okay, it is
Could
Sunday
be.
Morning in New York. You know what else I want to bring up, Mike? I want to bring up my webcam of Times Square, see what's going on. Okay. I love to watch the webcams of Times Square. We were doing a pre-show, and now this is an extension of the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to go to NYC Taxi News, and I'm going to click on the link for the webcam. Okay,
right.
And we'll see what's going on in Times Square. Okay, and Times Square is lots of action. Oh, yellow cabs, lots of yellow cabs in Times Square.
Okay. Any people in them?
You can't tell from this view. It's an aerial view. Okay.
Aerial view. Okay.
Yeah. It's there's a camera probably on the 30th floor of a building or something. You know, my guess would be that Marriott Hotel. Okay, on 46th Street, Marriott Marquis.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, Mike, what's new? All right.
Well, my big news last night is I had a fare at, what time did I get it? I got a guy at 12:15 from American Airlines for a $30 Jamaica run from JFK into Jamaica, Queens. And that was after waiting for 3 hours because of fog and delays. Even the gypsy cab hustlers weren't out. So I waited literally my house record, how long was it? Like 2.5 hours online, then another half hour at the terminal. Oh, a little bit of news that came out of JFK is apparently we had a couple of dispatchers who were snitching on cabbies, not in the dispatcher TLC court directly, but they're calling in passenger complaints on a few cab drivers from their post at JFK. So we're going to check that out because I know one guy was telling me about this, and I said, what happened? He said, well, they said I could go to trial and risk points on my license, TLC license, and a big fine. Or I could take a settlement for $250. And I think you know the guy. I'm going to tell you off the air. But he took the settlement for $250 because it was almost like extortion, you know? So he felt in his mind it was being extorted. And so he paid the $250. Then he said, okay, well, I want to see who filed this complaint. And the lady said, oh, it seems like it wasn't a passenger complaint. It might have been a dispatcher at the airport. He goes, okay, well, what's the name of the person? I'd like to find out who this person is. He goes, we can't give you that. So he files a Freedom of Information legislation, like a FOIL, and they said, no, we still can't give it to you. So that's where we are. So apparently they have a couple of people out there playing games with the cab driver where it's not bad enough they can like harangue or harass them a little bit. They got to pass a passenger complaint and give a guy a $250 fine for, believe me, it was such a ridiculously nothing thing he did. So that's where we are.
What was the charge? What was the charge?
I don't want to say it because it might lead to him, but no, it was no big deal. It wasn't assaulting a passenger or it wasn't anything heavy. That's why the TLC said, we'll let you pay cash and no points. And what is it with all these huge TLC fines? I mean, this goes back to like stuff we've been talking about.
Well you know, this business of giving you the buyout option on a summons, there's something wrong with that. Okay.
Thank you.
You should be able to go into a hearing and face the accuser, okay?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
It's in the Constitution. It's in the United States Constitution that you have a right to face your accuser.
Absolutely.
Okay? All right?
Yeah.
And somebody should take this to the Supreme Court somewhere because it's unconstitutional. Okay?
Right. I'm thinking we should in the near future, talk to one of our friends in the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just grab a sip of coffee there. And our friends in the legal system say, here's the thing. First of all, you got people calling in from the outside. We don't know who these people are. How do you know this person hasn't been just released from jail or a mental institution? How do you know this person hasn't done it like 50 times with different cab drivers? Which apparently, you got some people at the TLC, they're accepting complaints from people who have complained 30 and 40 times for different drivers for petty offenses. The person has to do in TLC's mind is call in over the phone and make a complaint. Say, no. You're not supposed to be allowed to call in over the phone. I want to see you sitting across from me in a court of law and give me a chance to investigate you, all right? Because I'm fingerprinted, I'm drug tested, I have a fixed address, I have a cell phone, I have a lot of stuff going on. This person drops out of the sky and tells me I'm a monster or I'm a criminal. Bleep you! I want to see you in the chair. I want to have a chance to defend myself. Because right now, you don't even have a chance to defend yourself, to make a case. I mean, someone calls in over the phone. Has this person been checked out by the TLC? That's one thing I like to say. Okay, well, this person has called the TLC to complain. What did the TLC do to do a background check on the complainant? At what level of background check does a complainant get over the phone? I would think zero, in my opinion. So we will be checking that out.
Yeah, it just smells.
It reeks.
You know?
And then you get some poor cab driver. He has no alternative. They say, we're going to do you a favor. You only have to pay $250, and it won't be any TLC points. Like, it's a big gift. Versus seeing a judge, which is usually a hanging judge at TLC, and quadruple the fine. So, in my opinion, a case could be made that these cabbies are being extorted by the city of New York. And I think we have to start looking into getting some of these people in trouble. Like, you have lawyers and judges at TLC making these crazy rules and crazy decisions. At what point do they lose their license? At what point do they get disbarred? How about that? It's disgusting.
Well, it is. You know, it just isn't right. Mike,
well, when you first came in, what were the fines like? You came in the 70s.
Oh, $15, $20.
Right.
You know,
it was
maybe
a cash fine,
if
right?
It was that much. Yeah, there was never any of this. Pay this and pay this much if you plead guilty. It's like, you know, you can't request somebody to plead guilty, you know, right. and say. Plead guilty and we'll only fine you this. You can't do that.
Right.
You know,
well, I mean, it's kind of like a plea bargain, you know?
Yeah, right. It is a plea bargain, but this isn't a criminal offense,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just smells, all of this.
Yes, and it's gotten to the point. And you and me are American citizens, okay? And I feel bad because apparently they're preying on the immigrants who don't know about the law. You know what I mean? These are guys who don't know anything about American justice for the most part. And you and me are disgusted because, like I said, we're just looking at this thing. How is this possible? I mean, I read the Constitution, and it's the 4th of July coming up. Everybody should read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. How is this possible? How is this possible? It's horrible.
It's been going on for quite some time now, you know?
Yeah. We'll have to talk
I don't know who started this policy. X amount if you plead guilty and 20 times the amount if you're found guilty.
Right. Oh, my God.
You know, and you know, my policy, you know, I got very few summonses in my career, okay?
Uh-huh.
And actually, I've never been complained about by a passenger, okay? But most of my summonses were for, broken headlights or that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I always went to court, always.
Right.
You know,
right.
There wasn't that I did. You know, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we didn't have that option of plead guilty. And you know, I would
Right. And also back in the day, when you had a passenger complaint, the passenger would be sitting in the room across from you. Okay, and that was we'd say, okay, well, the passenger, and then in a way. It's not. It shouldn't prejudice the judge, but I can see where a judge would say to himself or herself, "Well, you know, the person made the effort to come down here because apparently they're so ticked off that they want to sit in court for a taxi court." But then I heard one judge actually at TLC had a person come down and talk to a woman, and the lady judge looked at the woman and said, "Are you here again?" Like that, and the woman said, "Like, what do you mean?" And like. Don't you have anything better to do than to drag poor cab drivers into a taxi court? So apparently this nut had been dragging in cab drivers right and left. And the judge, to her credit, looked at her and said, "Oh, my God, here's this lunatic again." So we don't even know if this person is a nut. Let's put it this way. We don't know if this person has been in jail, has been in a nut house, how many times they complained. These are all the prima facie segments of evidence you can do to protect yourself. And you're flying blind. You sit down in a chair. You don't even know what the case is. You don't even know where it is, what time, anything. It's just
Look, Mike, let me just sum this up. The late, great Alan Decker told me many times, never plead guilty and never go to court without a lawyer.
Sage advice.
Okay, that's it. You know, and I don't care how much they were going to reduce my fine if I pled guilty through the mail. I would go to the court and I would bring my attorney with me.
Right.
Okay.
Now here's I have pled guilty a couple of times. I mean, my life. I've basically gone into court and said, "Well, you got me. I did something stupid. I'm sorry." And then you walk away and take it like a man, because you know. But then there are times where I've just been in court. I've been, "You got to be kidding me!" Some of these tickets I've gotten. We could do a Jerry Lewis telethon show if we talk about tickets, because I'm sure. What was the worst ticket you ever got? You ever got where you felt like just doing a Al Pacino thing?
Well, the worst ticket I ever got was for I was given a summons for reckless driving. Uh-huh. Okay, you know, which was the most ridiculous thing. I said reckless driving. You know, all I did was go from, you know, with no traffic behind me and no traffic in my way, all I did was something taxi drivers do almost every day, which was I moved from the extreme right lane to the extreme left lane to make that turn. Uh-huh. With my signal on and plenty of room to do it, okay?
Right.
And I was given a summons for reckless driving, okay?
Oh, boy.
And I thought to myself, what is this? In criminal court, reckless driving, okay? And when I went to court, I found out what it was all about. Mm-hmm. It was all about money.
Money.
It was all about money, because the judge says, we'll let you plead guilty to a littering charge, you know, meaning that maybe threw something in the street, like a coffee cup or something like that.
Right.
You know. How much is the fine? $100.
Right.
And actually, I was there with Alan Decker, and Alan Decker wanted to fight him, you know, and I just said no, I'll take, you know, rather than risk a guilty finding somehow on you know, because the judge said, the cop said this, the cop said that, the cop said this, you know, all lies. All
right.
Lies, okay? And I said, no, I'll take the $100 fine with the coffee cup,
right,
or whatever. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the worst thing I was ever charged with. It blew my mind that I could get charged with this.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and on top of that, I lost the fare. You know, just the passenger that was in my back, who I was making this turn for at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night when there was very little traffic, actually the whole block where I made the move over was empty. Not one car, and the lights were red. There was no cars moving.
Right.
Okay. All right. I mean, it was. There's not a cab driver in New York who hasn't done this.
Right.
And one, you know, often more than once. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know,
there's not one for hire driver, be it who they work for, that hasn't done this.
It's part
or
of the
any
trade.
Driver.
Yeah.
Or any driver, right? Any driver who needs to make that turn, you know, I mean, look. The alternative is to go up two or three blocks and move the lane over, but you know your passenger isn't going to stand for that.
Yeah, well, I've often told the cab driver that the best thing we could have as far as a demonstration is just have a uniform yellow cab black car obey the law day, where every letter of the law is obeyed to the nanosecond point.
Mike, did you ever think about what financial shape the city would be in if suddenly everybody parked legally?
parked legally and obey the law.
Right. You know, they base their budgets on people breaking the law.
Well, this is the thing. I looked at the city budget and okay. the TLC budget. You have summons revenue factored in to the revenue for the city of New York and for the taxi commission. So it's like, wait a second. How do you know? What psychic powers do you have at City Hall where you know there's going to be people spending $1 billion in tickets? What if everybody gets hit by lightning and says, I must obey every law, you know, then what happens? Nothing happens, you know? It's like, then you have things on top of everything. So, you know, not to mention the prison system. That's another show altogether. But
this is another reason why
we're on the air. Why we're on the air.
This is another reason why there'll never be a total change over to driverless cars.
Oh, forget the driverless car. You know, the thing with the driverless car is everything goes on the fritz. I mean, you buy a toaster oven, you buy an air conditioner, you buy a TV. There's always something wrong. I mean, you bring it back to service. What if something goes wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Well, then they'll have a driverless tow truck pull up.
A driverless doctor. A driverless
Listen,
ambulance.
Mike, let's move on here. Okay, let's move on. Okay, I want to talk about this bill in the state legislature. Right. Okay, to give street hail rights to commuter vans. Okay. You know, and now nobody knew about this. Somehow your buddy Taxi Dave mentioned it on his show last week.
Okay.
And I have the, in front of me, I have the literature, the bill.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to read it. Okay. Subdivision P of Section 19-502 of the Administrative Code of the City of New York, as added by Local Law Number 115 of the City of New York for the year 1993, is amended to read as follows.
Uh-huh.
Commuter van means a commuter van service having a seating capacity of at least 9 passengers, but not more than 20 passengers, or such greater capacity as the commission may establish by rule, and carrying passengers for hire in the city licensed as a commuter van by the commission. And here's where they're crossing out. And not permitted to accept hails from prospective passengers in the street. That is coming out. They're crossing that out. Okay.
Right.
In other words, they want to allow them to be able to pick up prospective passengers in the street. And then going down some on this. Okay. If anybody wants to read this, it's Bill S06621. Okay. New York State Assembly. Okay. But going down, acceptance of passengers by for hire vehicles, and commuter vans is crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
For hire vehicles that do not possess a valid hail license may accept passengers. Okay, may accept passengers only in the basis of telephone contract or prearrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there's their subdivision section 19-516 of the Administrative Code of the City of New York is repealed. And our friend Carolyn did some research on that. Okay, and this is what it says. Operators, service requirements, passengers, no pickups outside authorized area, no commuter van owner will permit the pickup of the discharge of passengers outside of the geographical area established by the commuter van service owner's authorization.
Mm-hmm.
No pickups along bus routes. Restriction, no commuter van owner will permit the pickup or discharge of passengers along official bus routes.
Mm.
And then there's a grandfathered exception. This restriction will not apply to the pickup of discharge of passengers along the bus routes of Manhattan, south of Chambers Street. Okay. In other words, some are allowed to do it.
Whoa. So they're saying.
You know, the question is this, and this is what's not clear. Why are they doing this, and where are they going to do these pickups?
Right. Well, now they're being discriminatory. Why are they doing it in Queens and the other boroughs And all of a sudden, Manhattan is the Lamb of God. I mean, what was that last part?
Well, I think they're repealing this part that says that they can't, 61A-16, and the repeal is of 19-516. You got to look this stuff up, okay? Right. It appears that what this is all about is, in my opinion, is they want to allow all of these commuter vans to be able to pick up in Manhattan.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what I think.
Absolutely,
right?
Insane. And I just last checked, we had the MTA and buses and subways and regular express buses. At what point do we put an end to this nonsense? Because Cuomo has screwed it up and de Blasio has screwed it up, and they're going to destroy the city transportation network. This is just a Band-Aid on a huge wound. I mean, you can't have Band-Aids, and that's what they want to do. They just want to limp through the summer because it's the summer of fixing stuff. And this is insane. I can't believe what they're doing.
Well, you know that brings up another thing. Who's our next mayor going to be in New York City?
Oh, you have a guy you want to bring into the ring here, Mr. Sal Albanese.
Well, I don't know. You know, you were the one that mentioned to me that Sal Albanese is running for mayor.
Right.
So I went to his website, and it says, let me read from this. New York City's mass transit system has enabled a few small cities to become five united boroughs. So he's for mass transit, and we're all for mass transit.
Right. Okay? Of course, yeah.
All right. What we're not for is it interfering with our business, which is the taxi business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And it says here, as Mayor Sal will write a fairer and more equitable tolling formula based on the Move New York model, so that every borough pays its fair share. Traffic gets moving again, and major revenue is raised from our mass transit system. Number two, expand bus service and SBS routes. What's SBS, you know?
Some bullshit. I mean, oops, sorry, some BS.
What did I tell you, Mike?
I apologize. So,
okay, we'll leave the bullshit in, okay? It's all right. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get arrested.
Thanks a lot, boss.
Okay. Okay. SBS routes,
right.
Designate more bus only and HOV lanes.
Right.
Okay, HOV is the lanes that to in a car, right? Okay. Or more. All right. Mm-hmm. Reduce the fare for express bus service, and yes, extend our subways.
Right.
Okay, so he wants more subways.
Who wants more subways?
Okay, and Albanese.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's an obvious conclusion, but you got to get the light rail above ground stuff going, because you can build a light rail so fast.
Okay, well, let me just say this. There's really no more room for subways in Manhattan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but to extend subways, perhaps he's talking about the outer boroughs where there's no subway service that goes into Whitestone.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Right? There's no subway service that goes into the far reaches, other far reaches of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Such as Rosedale.
Right.
Near JFK.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or in Brooklyn, there's no subway service that goes out to Mill Basin.
Well,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, if you know Brooklyn, that's down near Kings Plaza, right?
Well, this is going back because we deserve, as New Yorkers,
right.
We don't deserve all this idiocy. We're turning this into not even a third world country. We're turning it into like a fourth world country with these polluting cars running around. I mean, that back in the days when we wanted to put more yellow cabs on the road, my God, we had to run a gauntlet with. We had to get EPA approval because of pollution and the amount of pollution per liter and blah, 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 blah. And now you can't breathe. I mean, I've had days, literally, I've had a few days last week where I've woken up and said, my throat is killing me. It's like I feel like I'm in the China or something with the air pollution. Where's the media? No, do we even have reporters anymore? They're so busy, and I'm sorry, they're so busy kissing de Blasio's ass that they're too effing lazy to do some stories about air pollution in the city with the 90,000 more TLC cars. Put some electric buses. Get some light rail trains on the city. You don't have to have these massive train projects every time you want to do something. Everything is $50 billion, $40 billion. It's going to be done in 10 years. Do something tomorrow. I mean, you have 400,000 people working in the city. Get them to do something. What do? They don't do anything. And the grass along the Van Wyck is 3 feet high. Again, thank you very much.
Okay, so let me finish reading this. Yeah. Okay. Launched an accelerated series of enhancements to our highways, roads, signaling systems, and streets to reduce costly congestion and improve the flow of traffic. This includes making driving less stressful and dangerous for those who have to get behind the wheel and turning Vision Zero into Reality Zero.
Right.
Okay, I like that
Reality Zero. Yes.
Because this Vision Zero is a charade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, yeah, okay. Finally put the transit system on solid financial footing. Sal would champion legislation to dedicate 0.3% of the personal income tax already collected in the MTA district to the MTA's financial assistance fund.
Right.
He would also demand that the $1 billion not appropriated from the financial industry settlements be dedicated to the same fund.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, at least,
I'm not sure what that is.
The thing. What is the Albanese website, just so people can follow up on this?
Oh, well, it's, let me see here. Let me go to the homepage. SAL2017. Oh, so sal2017.com. I see.
Okay. Very good.
All right. And he wants volunteers. Says volunteers wanted. The petitioning process has started, and we are looking for people who would like to help us collect petition signatures.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a link to click to find out more and to join his petition team. Look, you know, if he could kill the traffic in New York City, or reduce it, I should say, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I like more like murder the traffic, you know.
Let me just jump in.
What?
He is the one person saying anything about traffic. This is like the elephant in the room with the Blasio has said there's nothing. And the Blasio's view on mass transit is it's Cuomo's mess. Cuomo has to straighten it out. So what Cuomo is doing is he's flooding the streets with all these weird polluting cars and creating traffic. That's Cuomo's
uh-huh.
solution. So that's where we're at.
Cuomo is making it worse.
What's that?
Cuomo is making, let me just say, Cuomo is making it worse.
Making worse.
De Blasio was saying it's Cuomo's job.
Exactly.
Right? And Sal Albanese is saying he's going to fix it. If I was in the voting booth right now,
yeah.
I would be voting for Sal Albanese.
Well, what choice do you have?
Okay.
I mean, you have De Blasio getting into work at noon. I mean, he doesn't even go into the city hall until like noon. He's not driving to New York.
Uh-huh. Mike, you're breaking up. I don't know why.
I'm breaking up now?
Well, all of a sudden, I was getting that thing that we used to get a few weeks ago,
uh-huh.
you know, about 3-4 weeks ago.
Right.
It's happening again. You know, uh-huh. we'll keep talking. Let's see. If it only happened there once, we're okay.
Okay. But anyway, just like I said, the Sal Albanese thing. I mean, there's all a couple of people running, and I don't know if it's just because everything's on the internet now. But where is the ink these people are going to get? This is the first election I can remember where it's almost just been hush hush on who's running, and especially they're so busy smooching the incumbents, they're really not giving a lot of ink or publicity to anybody running against an incumbent. And I think it's interesting watching Sal Albanese go, because the GOP, forget it, the New York State Republicans, that's like a joke altogether. I mean, they should put their candidate on the side of a milk carton. That's what I've been saying. Because they're missing.
Well, Sal Is Sal Albanese a Democrat or
Actually, he's a Democrat. So he's,
I don't even
he's
know.
He's like a centrist Democrat. Okay. He was a school teacher for 11 years, and he's been endorsed by endorsed by Curtis Sliwa from the Reform Party. So, and Curtis is not exactly a big liberal, let me tell you. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I would love love to have a conservative Democrat, which is Sal Albanese trying to say what he is. But I'm not really on board with a lot of the Republican stuff. I mean, we're New Yorkers. We're here because we have a certain view. So if Sal Albanese could get there and rein in some of the lunacy, because you don't even have Democrats anymore in a lot of these city hall positions. You have commies, in my opinion. And you got to get someone there a centrist from the old school Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who these new people are. Every time you turn around, and how are they going to say they're for the immigrants where the value of an immigrant cab driver's medallion has gone down by 60% since de Blasio and the new city council have been in power? Here you have some immigrant right off the plane or the boat or what have you, drives a cab, gets a medallion, gets a little equity. Now all the equity is gone because some people fly in from the West Coast that you never saw before, and you double-cross the immigrant? I don't know. I mean, that's one thing we're going to start looking at, bro. And I hope Sal Albanese can get into the conversation.
Yeah.
So how much show we got left?
Okay, well, I don't know. We're a little over the 30-minute mark, 34 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it a long show today because we started late.
All right, well, first of all, we have a really important breaking news, and we have to discuss this now on the air, okay? I just want to tell you real quick.
Go ahead.
If you're looking to drive a cab, you might want to check out Checker Management. Checker Management is located at 11-05 38th Avenue in Long Island City, New York. God's country. Their phone number is 718-361-6300. That's Checker Management. They have cabs. They have van cabs. They have regular cabs. Check them out at Checker. 11-05 38th Avenue, Long Island City. 718-361-6300. And you can ask for Scott or Taki, and just call them up, 718-361-6300. Cabs are waiting for qualified, licensed New York City cab drivers. And, Abe, you have an accountant that's very helpful for cabbies on the right side of the webpage.
That would be Tony Tax, Taxi CPA. He'll keep track of your taxes all year long. Give him a call at 718-413-6126.
There you go. What's that number again for the tax guy?
Taxi CPA, 718-413-6126. And you can find all of these ads on the front page of NYC Taxi News.
And let me just rattle them off a little more. We give a little more love. WB Taxi. WB Taxi is located, in Long Island City. And they're 35-11 43rd Avenue, right off of Queens Boulevard. That's 35-11 43rd Avenue. Their phone number is 718-729-7777. They got dailies. They got weeklies. Low shift prices available. That's WB Taxi at 718-729-7777. And they also have a website. If you want to check them out, it's WBTaxi.com. And Abe, you got a friend of ours at the top of the website. Who's that?
Yeah, well, that's the MTBOT. But I want to say about WB, if you want to see his website, just click on the ad on the front page.
Oh, you did that.
Okay. And the... No, well, the website.
Oh, very good.
Right,
so now we're doing that. Thank God. I was wondering why we didn't have that.
Oh, I've been doing that. If you click on the ad up on top, Experience FHV Drivers, that's the MTBOT's ad, and you go to the MTBOT website, okay? And also King Brokerage has a website, King Brokerage out in Brooklyn on at 6814 Fifth Avenue, 68th Street and Fifth Avenue in Bay Ridge. Uh-huh. Okay, you know, they have some great deals for you if you want to lease a medallion and buy.
And also King Brokerage, which was nice to give a link to our site on their site, so we're just geeking it up here.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's very good. I didn't know you were doing that.
And I've been doing that. I've been waiting for a checker to come up with a website. I think they're working on it. Okay. And, I'd be happy to link that website up with their ad. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's easy to do.
Right. Oh, cool.
And if you click on Taxi CPA, he has a website also.
My brother.
Okay.
Abe, you're the man.
All right. So listen, Mike, is Uber finished?
Now, here's the thing. I think Uber is finished in every city except New York City. And the question is, why is Uber having the red carpet rolled out for them in New York State, New York City, and there's only a few pockets of Uber survival throughout the rest of the country? I mean, they've been thrown out of Germany. I mean, you get thrown out of Germany and the name of your company is Uber, you must really be doing something bad. So they've been thrown out of countries.
I just want to say that the article after article I've been reading, and if you want to go to the news page on the NYC Taxi right. News, okay, there are hundreds of articles that are pretty much predicting their
history. Well, that's okay. I mean. Or
as they say, they will soon be right. toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now here's the thing where we should swoop in, the yellow cab community, and they have all this mumbo jumbo going with apps, and I'm gonna give a stern lecture to the members of the app community who are trying to get into the yellow cab business. Every time there seems to be some app launch in the yellow cab, the cab driver isn't really making a lot of money on the app launch. Okay, it's always about pay 40% less, pay 30% less, pay half price. Like, listen, whoa. I don't want to be running a bus. I want to run a cab. And we should get to the point where we elevate the taxi business above the fray, because we are in a position now, tactfully, from a game plan standpoint, we can rise above the fray as being the golden child after all this mishmash is over, and having people say, oh, thank God there's a yellow cab. Because we have some walking blobs in this business. Their whole thing is, we need more drivers! Drivers! And they sound like a stuck pig with this ranting and whining about drivers. And right now, the Taxi Commission has over 100,000 licensed drivers for licensed vehicles, and apparently only 25,000 of them want to drive yellow cabs. So we have more than enough drivers. We have to lure them back to the yellow cab. And I'll tell you something. There's going to be hell to pay, because I want to find out why there was no official fleet application for a rate of fare increase, all right? Everybody's talking about, oh, this is better. Why didn't anybody have an official application for a rate of fare increase? I said to my rate of fare, because I'm a cab driver, and it makes common sense. So we had a chance to lure drivers back with more money, and for whatever reason, the powers that be refused to do so. And I want to find out why. You're on.
Okay, I don't know why, and
that's
a good
question.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you believe this?
All right, and you look. Maybe it's just the fact that they want to, keep our drivers and not worry about the competition. Mm-hmm. Okay, lowering the rates, but Uber financially is deep in the hole.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and. You know, let them lower their rates. Let them keep lowering their rates, because the more they lower them, the worse off they're going to be. Okay? What I've been reading is that these are people that had no idea what they were getting themselves
Correct.
Into.
Right, yeah.
Okay? And they treated everything like it was a college fraternity.
Mm-hmm. Like a frat house.
Okay? With booze and drugs. Okay? And they... Like a frat house,
right.
Okay? And look, they're going to, can they be saved is the question, okay? They have all of their investors now running the country, running the company,
right.
Okay? All of their investors are running the company, okay? And they're running the company because they don't want to lose the billions of dollars that they gave Uber, okay? Which pretty much most of it is in the tank right now.
All right? Yeah.
So, look, I'll be happy to see the Uber coffin in the ground. Okay. I have no qualms about these people shouldn't have been allowed to do what they did in the first place.
Right. Of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, their so-called equity that they keep bragging about, which I think is complete BS. Those $60 billion, they never show the book. It's like me saying, it reminds me of me telling a girl in a bar I play for the Yankees. Okay, this is Uber with their $60 billion value. Okay, that's me in the bar telling a girl.
You mean you don't
play for the Yankees?
You mean you don't play for the Yankees, Mike?
You're going to ruin everything for me. Yeah, so I'm playing today, as a matter of fact. Let me see what time the game is. But I mean, the point is, they're going to get their comeuppance, and I just don't understand why these yellow cab. I think a lot of these yellow cab guys, not all of them, but some, are just spoiled brats who were given the keys to the kingdom by their fathers and their grandfathers, and they can't hit the curveball, sticking with the baseball analogy. So the young Turks are trying to make it happen. They're trying to get the cabs out. And I'd also like to find out why they want to keep chiseling the cabbies instead of luring them back with more money. My God. And they'll protect their interest. I mean, it's up and down the line. My God.
Well, I said that a long time ago, that a fair increase would help the situation.
Well, look what hey.
Okay, and I still believe that.
Excuse me, oatmeal was stuck in my throat. Real quick, now.
Oatmeal, you're eating oatmeal.
Yeah, a little health tip for folks. When you hit 50, do yourself a favor. A little olive oil at night, a little oatmeal in the morning. I'll leave it at that.
I eat oatmeal every day. Every single day.
It's a miracle drug.
Yeah, well, first thing in the morning.
I take a half teaspoon of half mineral oil, half olive oil at night. And I give the cat the same deal in a little half teaspoon once a week. It's like a death match, but it works like a charm for the cats because they were coughing up hairballs. And I don't know how we get it. But anyway, with the whole Uber thing with the yellow cabs, I don't know why we keep struggling to go cheaper than Uber. They're running a sweatshop. And the other thing with the $60 billion, you know, that Uber equity, you could say, has been directly siphoned away from the yellow cab business. Because if the yellow cabs were worth, let's say, $1 million apiece 4 years ago, times 12,000 or 14,000, and now they're worth half. So $6 billion of Uber's equity came directly off the top of the taxi medallion. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math here. 14,000 times 1 million.
14 billion.
My calculator is
okay. Well, here mine does. My brain I'm a numbers geek. So listen, but my bottom line is, let's say $5 billion of equity was siphoned away in New York City, and billions of dollars were siphoned away on other cab companies throughout the country, and this equity was sweat equity owned by cabbies and retired cabbies, and Uber doesn't give their drivers any equity. They give them a car. They give them a couple of calls. It's a fast cash daily gig. There's no sweat equity for Uber drivers. And they just recently started looking at giving them tips. So Uber is just, I think, a globalist disaster, in my opinion.
They've written the tip thing into the city code. Okay? It's law. They made it that all TNCs or all apps have to offer a tip option. Okay, and by the way, 14,000 times 1 million is 14 billion.
Right. So if the medallion...
Well, I did it on a different calculator.
So long story longer. Okay. If the medallion went down by 40%, so that's almost $5 billion that has gone from the yellow cab business into Uber's alleged equity. That's where they're getting their money from.
Uber could have bought all our medallions and did this all it all legal.
There you go. They would have saved money.
I mean. All right, Mike. Let's end this show, okay? Because I got a lot of things to do today. Okay. All right. We pretty much said what we want to say. So
I want to keep going for another 5 hours. I'm very upset.
Say goodbye, Mike.
So we got the website is doing great. The website is doing great. We're over 220,000 views on the cover.
I know.
And we're going to be extolling our virtues on our Taxi Dave thing later tonight. Goodbye, world.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.